Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
County fair in the country, son. And everything is true.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and if you have a question or a comment, you can email me at askjim@jbsba.com. Ron Browning is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ron's an old friend of ours. We're now in our seventh year with Ron. He's Assistant Adjutant General for Marketing at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and he's been with us many times over the years, helping us celebrate either Memorial Day or the 4th of July or Veterans Day. He's always there. Whenever we call, he's always available. He likes to talk to small business owners and to talk to us about the people that we all honor today. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you again, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. Did I say your title correctly?
Well, it's changed. It's now development as opposed to marketing.
I see.
We've added some new duties.
So you're still Assistant Adjutant General for Development.
Correct.
I got you. All right. Ron, happy Memorial Day.
Hey, thank you very much. The same to you and to your son and to your family.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And what I'd like for you to do first, Ron, is tell those who might not know. Most people have probably heard of the VFW. But they might not know exactly what that means. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, the VFW is a group of individuals. Right now, our membership is about 1.8 million who have served this country overseas, and our eligibility is limited to those people who have served in conflicts where a ribbon for service has been authorized by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the organization, the underpinning of the organization is a charter issued by Congress. Doesn't make us a federal agency. In fact, we're still a nonprofit organization in the private sector. And our mission, frankly, is to represent the needs of those individuals who have served overseas before Congress, before the VA, and to their communities. And so community service and service to other veterans is really the most important part or most important aspect of the stewardship that we've received.
Well, one of the things that's going on right now that's happening this weekend that I want to talk a little bit about is something that you guys were very much involved in, and that's the World War II Memorial, the dedication, the opening of the World War II Memorial. Talk to us about that.
Well, the VFW really took a leadership role in that process, and I'm particularly proud of that because, you know, a lot of our members have served overseas and are, in fact, World War II veterans. But with regard to the memorial and our role, is that we issued a matching gift challenge, not only to our members, but to America, for $7.5 million. And before it was over, the organization had generated almost $9 million in income.
Wow. Congratulations.
We're particularly proud of that because that was a leadership role for any other veterans organization in the country. And then money, you know, wasn't money that came from individual or rather corporations around the country, but, you know, it came from posts and individuals and family members of people who understood that ours was really a grassroots effort to challenge not only country, but the corporations and the other individuals who at the time were really not coming forward as fast as they needed to make sure this thing was completed. So it was more than just a fundraising effort. In the minds of many people out there, it was really kind of a watershed event when the organization, and most of all its members, moved on that issue and began to beat the drum a lot louder.
Well, you know, that's a beautiful property. That's a beautiful site. I have not been there physically myself. I will be going sometime this year, but it really is a great tribute to that generation, of which my father is one. My dad served in North Africa. He served in Europe. He served in the Pacific. He was gone for several years, and I wish he's not physically able to go now, Ron. I wish he were. If he were, I would take him to that monument to let him see what's been done. Of course, he's seen it on television, but I wish I were where I could take him. And if you have the ability to go there, you know, Ron, I remember the first time I went to see the Vietnam Memorial. I wasn't prepared. Yeah. I was not prepared for the emotion that I had when I got there. I wasn't prepared. It really took me by surprise. And I suspect seeing those men and women there over the weekend and on television, watching them dedicate that monument, that memorial, you could just see the emotions, and you could tell that many of them probably were surprised too.
I think you're right on, Jim. I mean, frankly speaking, I think everyone was surprised by the groundswell, if you will, of interest and desire on the part of these veterans to come and be part of that. To the point that, sadly, I guess it was impossible to accommodate them. But as you talk about your father, it seems like they all came forward and almost in step. It was a clarion call to a whole generation that this is your monument, and this is a symbol from the rest of the country of how much we respect you. And they got the message. It's tremendous.
You know, one of the things, Ron, I don't want to politicize. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm politicizing this issue, but when we look back on how the World War II, especially in Europe, had to be fought because appeasement didn't help, containment didn't help. We had to go in and defeat Hitler. That when we know about, when we recognize that and we accept that, what is it about what's going on today that people don't get about evil, about the evil people in this world? Why are they so surprised at appeasement, or why do they continue to try to use appeasement and containment for people who mean us harm? I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, I think it's just sometimes it's hard to understand human nature, but you know, and it's hard to understand exactly what the motives are. But I think history is, you know, the history of what we see today in World War II history. Americans have always been a people of peace and freedom, and there's always been, I think, a natural reluctance on our part to pick a fight.
But the problem, pardon me, Ron, we got to go to a break. But the problem is, peace and freedom. Sometimes the first answer to a prayer for peace is war, and that's a reality, and we may not like it, but it is. World War II is a perfect example of that. 20 after, we'll be right back with Ron Browning. He's with the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW.
A shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Ron Browning. He's Assistant Adjutant General for Development at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. And that's VFW.org, isn't it?
Yes, Ron. VFW.org.
So check that out, folks. You can find some of the things that they're doing there. And Ron, I had to stop you because we went to a break. I asked you a question, and then kind of didn't get a chance to finish it because we ran out of time before the break. But I had said, what is it about our memories that we don't remember? Here we are celebrating what the greatest generation did, the World War II generation did to save the world from people like Hitler and Mussolini. But yet here we are in the 21st century. Do we honestly believe that evil has gone away? I mean, do we think that Osama bin Laden will think better of us if we leave him alone? I don't understand that.
No, I think you're right on, Jim. I think you know, sometimes the collective memory is very short. You know, it seems like we're in a struggle just to remember the terrible human cost of 9/11. A&E, and I hate to plug, you know, another network, but they pulled out some old footage of the atrocities of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Last night, and you know, you know, we don't seem to remember that. In fact, it's kind of sad that some of the people in Iraq have forgotten that. But you know, it was a terrible regime.
I've decided that this is a human nature thing. Not just an American, not just Americans, or not the French, perhaps, not just the Germans. I think it's human nature not to. Here's why. Recently, I heard a young lady, a young South Korean lady, 20 mm-hmm. in her 20s, being asked what she thought would happen if American soldiers pulled out of South Korea. And she said, oh, I think we'd be fine. I think they should leave. I think we'd be fine without them. She actually believes that Kim Jong-il would not come across that line of demarcation if the Americans weren't there. She actually believes he wouldn't do that.
I can tell you from personal experience, because I've been to the DMZ twice, and to the point where you can look in the eyes of those Korean guards, and we're not talking about one or two individuals. We're talking about, you know, a whole contingent of them.
Right.
And you know, I've seen a lot of people in my life, and there's just a lot of residual anger in those people. And mm-hmm. it's a very scary look on their face.
But, and yet, only a very short distance away from the North Korean border, this young lady doesn't remember what, you know, why those 56,000 Americans died to give her what she had.
Yeah, and she seems to forget the up to 400,000 North Koreans that are in horrible prison camps.
Right.
Right now, under the you know, with somebody's foot on their neck,
yeah.
Suffering as we speak.
Yeah, it's amazing. It seems like the farther away we get from the farther away we are from the sacrifice to get what we have, the shorter our memories are. Ron, I want to change subject for a minute, a little bit, and talk about something called Operation Uplink. This is a very important project that the VFW does, and I want you to tell us about it.
Great. As we've discussed in the past, Operation Uplink is a simple concept, if you will, but it's turned out to be a huge project, in that we, through donations from individuals, companies, even schools, churches, foundations, we had no idea it would reach this magnitude. We have asked individuals to help us build a fund to provide free telephone time for both hospitalized veterans and U.S. troops, both in the United States and overseas. And you know, today, that project is delivering millions of cards every year because it's a real need. I mean, our military today, as you know, is comprised of young men and women who are volunteers, and
That's right.
Many of them are married. And the Air Force tells me that an E-4 in the Air Force right now, a young enlisted man who is married, after they pay all their bills, they're lucky to have $80 a month left over for disposable income. Well, you and I both know that hardly covers a car repair.
Right.
So the cost of overseas phone calls and keeping in touch is a tremendous burden on them. And you know, especially when their tours are being extended literally within 24 and 48 hours, the need to get home. Whether they're active or guard or reserve, the need to stay in touch as families is so critical. And to know that we can help ease the financial and emotional burdens of these people.
How can we plug into Operation Uplink? If we've got somebody overseas who we'd like to get these phone cards to, how can we do that?
Well, we have a webpage, operationuplink.org. It's one word, common spelling. Just operationuplink.org. It's adjunct to the VFW website, and
right.
You can either request a card or you can make a donation. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't have access to the webpage, you can call us, and I have a number here.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 816-756-3390, and that's the VFW National Headquarters.
And that's where they can request a card,
right.
Phone card for someone overseas, and what would they do? They give you the address and you send it to them, or
we send it to them. Yeah, no questions
to the
asked. Person.
Yeah, no questions asked.
It's a
great service.
On trust. Yeah,
and Ron, thank you for the VFW. I want to thank the VFW for doing this. It's a wonderful thing. And by the way, those phone minutes are now from Iraq, at least. They are now just like straight time. They're not. There's not extra. There's not a premium for the international time. Ron Browning, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for all that you do.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.